The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. PepsiCo has offered to settle with a group of Indian farmers it was suing for using its patented potatoes. The farmers were cultivating the FC5 potato variety, which is exclusively grown for PepsiCo's popular Lay's potato chips. Since the lawsuit began, farmer activists have been fighting back. Farmer Jigar Patel.
PepsiCo is saying that it is their potato, but how will the farmer get to know? We don't have any laboratory.
The company, which set up its first potato chips plant in India in 1989, supplies the same FC5 potato variety to a different group of farmers who, in turn, sell their produce back to the company at a fixed price. PepsiCo is now offering a similar deal to the Indian potato growers in the lawsuit. Anand Yannick is a lawyer for PepsiCo.
PepsiCo company.
PepsiCo, on its own, submitted orally to the court that they would like to settle this issue in dispute with the farmers. Either farmers shall not use FC5 in the future, or they may enter into agreement with PepsiCo, purchase the seeds from them, and sell produce of the potatoes to them.
A lawyer for the farmers has asked for time to consider the offer, and the next court hearing is due June 12th. U.S. President Donald Trump is pressing Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to have Japanese automakers produce more vehicles in the United States. Toyota, Japan's largest automaker, said last month it would exceed a 2017 pledge to invest $10 billion over 5 years, with a new commitment to reach nearly $13 billion over that period. At a campaign rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Saturday, Trump praised the new investments. Referring to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said,
"He started by saying that he's putting $40 billion into the United States for new car factories. Toyota's coming in with $14 billion. Many, many companies."
President Donald Trump has been a longtime advocate of boosting the American car manufacturing industry. As the White House threatens to impose tariffs of up to 25% on imported vehicles, he has simultaneously been prodding Japanese automakers to add more jobs and factories in the United States. President Trump is taking a trip to Japan in late May to celebrate the new Emperor of Japan. He says it's possible the United States and Japan will reach a new bilateral trade deal by that time. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.